Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Here's a quick message from our sponsor, Local Works Wheat Ridge, provided by its executive director, Paige Piper.
Local Works is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to make Wheat Ridge a more vibrant and sustainable place to live and work. Our mission in action is programming that provides neighborhood revitalization and small business support, keeping and growing the businesses we know and love in Wheat Ridge. In simpler form, we provide connection. Connection to business, connection to community.
This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Meg Smith.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the latest episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast, West Denver. Today, I'm here with Lorianne Bartle of Bartle Guitar Studio. How are you, Lorianne?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. I'm so excited to share you with our community. We, for those that don't know, Lorianne and I, we go way back. So we've been, my little girls have been going to her guitar studio for the older one for 6 years now, we decided. So she started at 4 years old and started with some piano and keyboard, and then now learns both piano and keyboard along with her little sister. And so, yeah, they've had such a wonderful experience with you, Lorianne.
Thank you. And of course, Delaney's grown into her full-size guitar. So time has moved on, and she has her final guitar that should last her for many years.
Yeah, she's very excited. And they're getting so good. She's so excited now, like learning all the chords and, you know, playing more complicated pieces. And so, yeah, they love it. And you've done so well with them. They both sit down regularly at the piano and make up their own music. And so they're definitely coming along. And I appreciate all that good learning.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So tell our listeners a little bit more about Bartle Guitar Studio and kind of all of your services and your business history.
So I started out when I first moved to Colorado, teaching in elementary schools as a music teacher, a general music teacher. And then I founded an after school program, a guitar program at a charter school I was teaching at. And I'm a classically trained guitarist, and I started a guitar program for group classes, and I loved it so much that I really wanted that to become the focus of my career. And so around 2012, 2013, I started to transition over to private teaching. And when I first started private teaching, I was subbing part-time in the schools, which was a great experience, and also building my studio, adding students, and things grew until now. I'm teaching full time. This is my full time job, and it's just a great experience. I've had some students with me for years, and just really gotten to know them and watch them grow in different musical directions. And it's just been a wonderful experience. Of course, COVID did change a lot of things. Before COVID, I had my recitals in community-based settings, and then during COVID, I had to direct Zoom recitals. And then as COVID was starting to march into the background, but it would keep flaring its ugly head, I hosted recitals in my backyard with people sitting socially distanced. And of course, you're dealing with the elements there, with music blowing and sheet music, sometimes dancing like a kite, and just dealing with the elements. But it was great to be together in person after being so isolated. And then this spring, for my spring recital, I'm going to be at a church, a nearby church where my son goes to preschool, and we're going to be getting back into the community and performing for the community, which is something I hold dear to my heart. as I've also, as a performer, I've performed in a lot of community-based events and at senior living communities. And I hope to share that with my students, how great it is not only to perform and to be an artist and to be self-fulfilled for yourself, but to take your gift and to connect it with something larger than yourself, something bigger than yourself. And it can be such a great experience to perform in the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we were with you through all of those different versions of performances. And honestly, from our side, you know, it did seem very seamless that you, you know, transitioned and still provided the opportunity to perform, whether it was on Zoom or at home or outside. And we appreciated all of that. And I have the funniest story. So back when we were at Morningstar
before. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Pre-COVID. Yep.
Pre-COVID, I think it was Delaney's first performance. And you know, she's a ham, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. She is at home on the stage.
Yes. So she introduced herself as you taught her to do. And she did it so loud and proud that you then said, this is her first performance. And someone in the audience was like, it ain't her last.
Oh, I don't remember that. That's great. And it sure isn't.
We laughed so hard. We were like, that's very true. Very true. But yeah, so I mean, all of those venues worked. You made them work. You did very well with them. So, you know, regardless of how you have to do it, I know my parents miss, you know, they live in Florida, so they really enjoyed the Zoom versions of the recitals.
Oh yeah. I remember that too.
Yeah. Remotely. So that was of value, even though it seemed difficult for all of us here locally. So yeah, I think you did very well through all of those. And it also taught us how to do the Zoom lessons, which have been valuable on days where the kiddos are sick. Right. And so yeah, that continues.
Yeah, Zoom has helped us out in unexpected ways. I mean, when there's a snow day or when students are sick or if they're traveling, they can still have the continuity and the consistency of instruction on Zoom. So there was definitely a learning curve with COVID, and we all had to dig deep and do a lot of soul searching and find different ways for our careers and our lives to move on.
Yes, and you did really well. I mean, we had no complaints on our end.
Thank you.
Trying to figure it out. So you led the way. And yeah, we appreciated the consistency because you don't want them to lose that traction, you know, and development of their skills. So
no, yeah. And learning an instrument is like a sport. You know, you want to you have to keep it up and keep in shape to improve.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's definitely some consistency and frequency needs in those learning experiences. So tell us a little bit about your musical background. So I know that, you know, you've obviously been playing guitar forever. And so tell us a little bit about what led you into just making music your career.
So I started out with violin when I was 7, and I studied violin for seven or eight years. And then when I was 15, I made the decision to switch to guitar. And I had a wonderful teacher who passed away this year, just a great mentor, a great friend named Ed Vollmer. And he introduced me to a lot of singing and playing, first of all. It was all about the Beatles at first. And for a lot of my students, mm-hmm. it still is. It's hard not to feel, to connect to some of those songs. And then I heard some classical guitar. I heard some recordings by Christopher Parkening, and I thought, what is that? And classical guitar is like a fingerstyle guitar. So instead of having just one pick, you play with your fingers. That's kind of like having four picks versus one pick, which is what makes it so great. And you can do fingerstyle playing and be your own orchestra, because you play different parts with your four fingers that you can produce, kind of like the piano.
Yep. Yeah. And I value that, obviously, having a piano background. So yeah, it just increases the intricacy of the music that you can play, and therefore kind of how good it sounds.
One of the most beautiful, and it's beautiful that you have so much versatility to either play with other people or to play your own solo music. That's with piano and with guitar, that's part of the appeal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can definitely, you can be solo and have just as much success and fun.
Absolutely.
And you also perform as part of a duo. So tell us a little bit about your performance duo.
So I'm a member of the Colorado Lark Flute and Guitar Duo, and we performed at various events, weddings and special events for some of the business groups, and then in senior living communities. During COVID, we had a long break from performing, although we did get hired to do a few outdoor events at senior living communities, which was a very nice thing to do during COVID. And we've recently started performing again in some of the library series in the area, and as well as in hospitals. We're starting to play in hospitals again, which is a great place to play. You meet people from all different walks of life and people of various ages and backgrounds when you perform in a hospital setting.
Yeah, and you're lifting them up. I mean, it's, you know, not a typically a good news story why they are there. So it's nice to have that, you know, those uplifting moments. And your music does that. That's fantastic.
So one of the great things about performing in medical communities is that when you play, it's not all about the guitar. It's not all about you as an individual. It's about you connecting to a community. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important thing for students is that they can connect their music to share with others and to be a part of something great and bigger than yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. It's a gift and you're sharing it. And that's what it's all about. So tell us a little bit about your seasonality. So we have the spring recital coming up, and then what other things would you like to share just about the, you know, upcoming spring to summer season in your business?
So this spring, my students will be performing in a nearby church. It's actually my son goes to Child Priority, and that's how I discovered the place to play for the spring recital.
Yep.
And then as we move forward into, my students have the opportunity to perform in three recitals a year. So they have a spring recital to kind of showcase what they've been working on throughout the academic year. And then an end of summer recital the weekend before Labor Day, which gives students something to work towards in the summer. It's a very fun recital, that one. It's a little laid back. People, they've done their traveling, they've done their camps, but then they prepare a piece or two to share at the end of the summer. And it's a way to reconvene after people have gone far and wide during the summer and reconvene as a community. And it's a lot of fun. I also have my students perform in a winter recital the first weekend of December. And that gives students something to work towards as they're practicing their pieces. As I move forward into this year, I am looking to bring my studio back into the community. So I will be looking for perhaps a senior living community or another place for my students to play in, as I had done before COVID. And so that is, it'll be a new adventure, new venues, mm-hmm. and something that it's always fun as a performer and as an artist. Not only are you picking music that speaks to you, to your heart and your soul, you're also looking for a venue to connect that music with and to people mm-hmm. to connect your music with. And there's so many different places that one can perform. You just say, where do people gather?
Yeah.
Bookstores, hospitals, nursing homes, outdoor farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
So the it's going to be a great place, a great step to take with my students as we say, okay, let's put the COVID years behind us. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
We had to change a lot, and and it we're stronger for it. And now we're going to look again. My students and I will be looking forward into performing into the community again.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited because, of course, we'll be right there with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Perform. So I love that, getting back out into the community. So how else do you get involved in the community through your business and playing aside from performing? Are there any other, I know we used to network together at the ABA, we both kind of grew away from that, but what else are you doing in the community to stay connected?
Well, something new that I've been doing is I began Suzuki training, Suzuki guitar training. And for those of you who haven't heard of that, it's an ear-based training. It's a training that says music, anybody can learn an instrument. If you listen to music, the music that you perform, and you do a lot of ear training, and you practice beautiful playing, beautiful posture, and every child can, as the saying for Suzuki. I say every person can, because I have students who start learning an instrument as retirees.
Yeah.
So I became a member of the Suzuki Association, and I've done additional training at Beaver Creek. The Colorado Suzuki Institute of Music is takes place at Beaver Creek, and there is an intense week of training that I am going to participate in this summer, as I did last summer. And that connects me with other teachers, other ideas, students from Colorado, and also from other states. And I am planning to also get more involved with the Denver Suzuki group, which they host an event once a year where students can, students who study Suzuki music can participate for a weekend in the wintertime with master classes and group classes and group performance. So that's a new direction that I'm taking as far as connecting with the community. I've also been a member of the Wheat Ridge Business Association and the Applewood Business Association and the Foothills Music Teacher Association. And I've enjoyed meeting many different people through those organizations.
Excellent. And then when you're not working, what are you doing for fun? I know you guys like to travel and camp and stuff. So tell us about kind of what Lorianne does outside of work.
Yeah, and wait, work hard, play hard. It is a Colorado mantra, isn't it?
Yes.
We have to get out and have some intense fun to have that work-life balance. I love skiing, cross-country skiing and downhill skiing, and my family and I like to go to Loveland to ski during the winter time, riding bikes either in the mountains or just around Lewis Meadows Park, which I live near, and we have goats in our meadow that come every year. It's great, and people come from all over, and taking walks with my family. So those are some of the things that we like to do. Traveling, road trips, or I'm flying for the first time. I can't believe this. In 4.5 years since COVID, I'm flying for the first time this summer. So that's another thing that kind of stopped for me during COVID, and we're going to resume travel this summer.
Yeah, because you guys were taking some road trips and things instead, which I recall. But yeah, it'll be fine. I've been flying for a while. I have to travel for work now, so you'll be all good.
It'll be great.
We're in such a luck. We're lucky to be in such a great place where you don't really have to go far.
Absolutely.
Outdoor experience. So nice. So how should folks get in touch with you to learn more about maybe coming to a performance at one of our public venues, or just to connect with you for lesson opportunities? What's the best way to connect?
So I have a lot of information on my website, bartleguitarstudio.com, and I have samples of my music and upcoming performances, information about lessons, as well as information about my background as a performer. And I have my email address as well as my phone number there. So I'm pretty quick to respond to people who make inquiries for lessons or for performance.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's so nice to share your story and business with the community because we are very happy client students of yours. And so thank you for all that you do.
It was wonderful to teach your girls. And I've had different family members, siblings take lessons. It's always fun to see. You have two kids. They are close in age, but they bring their own strengths to the table.
Oh, yeah.
And it's wonderful to watch people, your children grow up and wonderful to have long-term relationships with students throughout the years.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. And obviously I'll chat with you later today.
we'll see you this afternoon for lessons.
Yes. All right. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwestdenver.com. That's gnpwestdenver.com. Or call 720-295-9588.